I vaguely remember that it comes from something else. And this is one of those confusing things where I'm not sure what's inspired what. Okay, in the ordination ritual. In several of the institutions leading up to ordination, the man is given a, you know, for priesthood, he is given the bowl of hosts prepared for mass. And the bishop asks him yet another question, and I don't remember what it is. But he holds the hosts while the bowl, and the bishop holds the bowl. And the bishop, he concludes that ritual with, let the good work that God has, let God bring to completion the good work he has begun in you. And that harmonizes with several other things. So the Psalms say, I am beautifully and wonderfully made, that I am the work of the Lord. You and I are all the work of God. And that what God has begun, he will bring to completion. We can be confident in that. In the same way that we might be confident that God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will raise up also our mortal bodies, says St. Paul. Or that the God who has done all these things in ages past will provide for us today. Be confident. The good work that the Lord has begun in you, he will complete. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. The Lord opens doors and closes them all the time. And it is part of what we might call God's plan. And a lot of times when people say that, it's a deeply frustrating thing for me. Because it sounds like this is part of God's four-dimensional chess game. And he's playing with me, and I'm most certainly a pawn. I ain't the queen in that game, right? Well, yes, does God see time and eternity in a way similar to that? Yes, 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 for sure, certainly. Is God playing with us? No, not at all. God is providing, yes. God is beginning little works. God is inspiring, giving you gifts and graces so that you might move forward and be ever more completely the work he desires you to be. But is God playing with you? No. Be confident, if God has started something, he's going to bring it to completion. Now, that being the case, often we do not see the work of the hand of God at play in our lives when it is happening. That's why reflection is necessary for this kind of confidence, right? It's only when you look backwards and see that all the places where the Lord has provided up until this moment, well, if God's provided all these other times, if God's completed all these other works, what makes this any different? Nothing. Be confident that as you go forward, the Lord is going to be there and bring to completion all the good works he begins in you.